A year ago this coming weekend, in the wake of a devastating earthquake and tsunami, the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan experienced a full meltdown. Equipment failed. Flooding shut down emergency generators. The plants overheated and hydrogen explosions rocked the complex and radioactive material spewed into the atmosphere.
Could the same fate befall nuclear reactors in this country? Yes, according to a new documentary from the Center for Investigative Reporting and Al Jazeera. The investigation looks at several aging American nuclear plants, including Vermont Yankee, which is up for relicensing.
Please affirm your votes.
Aye.
On March 10, 2011, the NRC approves a 20-year license extension for the controversial Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. Just hours later in Japan, a plant with the exact same nuclear reactor design will face a catastrophic event.
In the short film, Danger Zone, journalists Joe Rubin and Serene Fang, whom we just heard, take a hard look at the nuclear regulatory process in the U.S., where dozens of aging plants, like Vermont Yankee, are up for relicensing. And they join us now from San Francisco, where they're based. And welcome, Joe Rubin. Welcome, Serene Fang. Good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Great to be here, especially as a native Bostonian.
Well, it's good to know that. So this film paints a troubling picture of the current state of the nuclear industry. And basically, the issue is that most of the nation's plants are reaching the end of their operating licenses. So let's talk first about Vermont Yankee. What's the concern there?
One of the issues with Vermont Yankee is that the state itself has taken a very strong position about wanting to shut the plant down. And that's all the way from the governor to the attorney general to most of its Senate.
Well, your film talks about some of the issues and some of the concerns up there in Vermont. Here's another clip.
A series of dramatic equipment failures at the plant have put Vermonters on edge, the most dramatic of which was the collapse of a cooling tower in 2007.
Spewing cooling water all over the backyard. It wasn't radioactive, but that wasn't the point. The point was it's a component of a nuclear power plant that was allowed to degrade to the degree where it actually fell down.
Bob Stannard, a former state legislator, says he was once pro-nuke. He's now a lobbyist for a local advocacy group.
A corporation that would allow this to happen to a plant when they're under the microscope and the white hot light of review. I went to my wife and said, I've got to go back to lobbying. I owe it to my grandchildren to close this plant down.
So, Joe Rubin, remind us then where this story stands. The NRC has approved a license extension. The Vermont State Senate has voted against it. The state's attorney general has filed suit to close the plant down. Where does this fight go next?
You know, Vermont officials are obviously very frustrated. One of the issues with relicensing is that you would think it would be this moment to take a stress test of the plant, to look at evacuation plans, to look at natural hazards, but none of that is included in relicensing. It's kind of an exercise in paperwork. So Vermont has tried to take matters into their own hands. It's really an incredible story because you have this small state taking on really the NRC and the entire nuclear industry. Vermont lost this in the first round, but the attorney general there, he expects this to go all the way to the Supreme Court. So it's a big test and really a challenge to the integrity of the NRC.
So let's talk about some of the safety issues that your film brings up. And you really paint a picture of a nuclear industry in which the fox seems to be guarding the henhouse. That is, much of the information about the safety of these plants, of these older plants, comes from the plant operators themselves. Critics see the NRC as a champion of the industry instead of a tough watchdog. How big a source of concern is that?
You know, I think one of the problems is that the NRC is limited in how much information it can gather itself in each of these plants. So they have resident inspectors who, you know, are at the plants whenever they're operating, but they only look at about 5 to 10% of activities each year. So that's actually a very, very, very small amount. And the rest of it, they're depending on the operators to do a good job. There's a lot of back and forth between people who work for the NRC and then go to work for industry. There's a culture of trust and a sense of complacency that has developed over many years of not having a major accident here in the United States.
You interviewed NRC Chairman Gregory Yasko about this issue, and he rejected the idea that his agency protects the interests of the nuclear industry above those of the public. So let's listen to what he says.
Our decisions about what is fundamental for safety are not based on considerations of cost. We make decisions about what we think is important for safety.
He's an interesting character. I mean, on one hand, I think he did take a kind of agency line when we interviewed him. But you know, he's actually a former aide of Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey, who is a pretty prominent critic of the NRC. And he has been taking some pretty bold steps to try and strengthen the oversight process, and he's been getting a lot of pushback. And there's been a huge battle going on with accusations from the other commissioners that Yasko is a bully. And the other commissioners are saying, let's take a pause. Let's really look at this. Let's see what's really necessary and cost effective. And Chairman Yasko is saying, let's go ahead and do this regardless of cost. This shouldn't be about cost. This is about safety. So I think you're seeing states like Vermont questioning the system. But you're also seeing dissension within the NRC and possibly a process of change there.
This is hardly a new issue, and your film really points this out. More than a decade ago, the Yankee Row nuclear plant in western Massachusetts applied for a license extension. I remember covering that story a long time ago. Critics, including the Union of Concerned Scientists, were concerned about embrittlement of the reactor core, and eventually that plant was shut down. My question to you is, doesn't that suggest that in the end, the NRC and the industry is capable of getting this right?
Well, you would think, but actually Yankee Row changed the way that these plants were relicensed. Serene, why don't you pick that up?
Well, yeah, Yankee Row and Monticello plant in Minnesota were two test cases that the NRC looked at when they were first starting to develop their rules on relicensing. And the rules that they developed were pretty thorough. It included a review of the actual infrastructure of the plant. And the first plant that went through, Yankee Row, didn't make it past these regulations. So in 1995, they actually narrowed the regulations so that now the primary focus of relicensing is taking a look at the plant's aging management plan. And you never actually do a thorough review of the infrastructure of the plant and in what condition it's in at the time of the relicensing.
Well, how big a concern is this? And I'm asking this question in the context of 1 year after the Fukushima disaster. I mean, the earthquake and tsunami there was really an extraordinarily rare sort of once in a century event. How vulnerable are U.S. plants, and what does Fukushima teach us about what could happen here, if anything?
We're not in the doomsaying business. This isn't an anti-nuclear film. It's looking and saying there are very serious problems with the regulatory process, very serious problems with the way these plants are being relicensed. To date, 71 plants have been relicensed. All of them have gotten relicensed. And the criticism is that it's a rubber stamp. I don't think we can say, oh, something terrible is going to happen at this plant. But some people feel like something's going to happen.
That's Joe Rubin and Serene Fang. They're with the Center for Investigative Reporting. Their short documentary, Danger Zone, Aging Nuclear Reactors, was produced for Al Jazeera. You can watch it online right now at radioboston.org. Joe Rubin and Serene Fang, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, it was a pleasure.
Tomorrow on the show, they were once as much a part of New England as leaf peeping and lobsters.
But with Maine Senator Olympia Snowe bowing out, what's happened to the fiscally conservative, socially moderate Yankee Republican? That's tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.